This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is it nap time yet?
For somebody,
I think
somewhere.
I have, what do you call that? When you could just fall asleep at any time. Necolarpsy, right? Neck, is that how you say it?
What I'm saying it here, I'm hearing it in my head, but when I say it out loud, it seems wrong.
But yeah, I could fall asleep at any time. Yeah. That's not good.
No.
But like I said, I'm getting my new PAP, CPAP, and hopefully that'll make a difference. Although I have to be honest, when I had it before,
yeah,
it helped with the snoring, so Betsy was happier. But as far as the quality of my sleep, I didn't see a marked difference.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah.
We just had the syllables.
We were
wrong.
Close.
Yeah. We had it backwards. It's like we had dyslexia about our narcolepsy.
I mean, I sleep. I mean, it's not like I go to bed late. But
and you take naps. You do, you know.
So. And I do. I get a nap in. But I'm telling you, if I just sit down for a couple minutes, I can just...
Oh, yeah.
That's why I drive. Because if I'm riding...
You fall asleep?
I'll fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Just don't do that driving.
When I'm driving, it happens a lot less frequently.
A lot less. Doesn't say it doesn't happen. He said it doesn't happen as often.
Oh, I got this car now that, I mean, you even get near the line and went beep, 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 beep. Put your hands back on the wheel. Beep, 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 beep.
See, I've driven a couple when we would have hours in the shop and it would have a slightly different system. I don't mind the little vibration thing where it's kind of warning you, but the ones that take over the wheel and like try to pull you back in the lane... That could cause an accident.
Well,
that's scary.
Yeah. One of my features is, like, if I get too close to something, like I'm about to smash into a wall.
Yes.
It will slam on the brakes. Here's the problem. Say people are turning right in front of me.
I've seen this.
Just a little edge, a little corner, you know, and
right.
I guess the device catches it that there's something there, there's something
right.
there. And it slams on the brakes.
That's a good way to
Here's the problem. Yeah,
yeah,
everybody behind me knows that person's turning.
You know,
nobody's cutting it that close. We're all good.
Right.
But now all of a sudden they see me, the whole, you know, slamming on the brakes.
This is why this whole self-driving stuff, as somebody who likes to drive, no.
I still don't remember the people lining up and shouting, "We don't want to drive. Build us a computer that'll drive for us."
No.
Now, there may be a market out there, but I can tell you, by and large, that isn't one of the big things that would be on the top of your list of things they could fix,
so to speak.
Right?
And just like everything else, like we're dealing with this morning, it's not always going to work right. I think they're just asking for lawsuits in that sense.
Think about how reliant we are now on the internet, on computerization. We also know that the Chinese are embedded in a lot of our stuff already.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we're just going to keep pushing forward and throwing more and more things on the internet. Yeah, we've got aspects of the station that run off some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not operating. We don't have phones because it doesn't operate.
It's a nice digital system, though, Bob.
Yeah.
And it does all these fancy things, except let you talk to somebody on the phone.
Oh, the salesman comes in and tells you, "Oh, yeah, this is the future. What do you want to be, a bunch of dinosaurs? You got to get a leg up on the competition. This will do this, that, mm-hmm. and the other thing. This will eliminate labor. This will save you money. This will do this. This will do that." Yeah. After you pay for the system and have to have the software updated 150 times, you didn't have enough hardware because... They said it would work on this amount, and it took about three times that amount. And then it breaks down above and beyond all of that, you know, every few weeks.
But other than that, what's the problem?
Yeah. Ugh. Sucker! Suckers! Yep. It's all about technology.
Mm-hmm.